Title: Jacked Breaks Raga Cut Widen Playbook for Old School Rave Pressure in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson we're going to build a proper old school rave flavor drum and bass drum section in Ableton Live 12, using only stock devices. The vibe is jacked breaks, raga vocal cuts, wide stereo energy, but still punchy and controlled in the middle so it actually slaps on a rig. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar rolling loop, a main break that hits tight and aggressive, an air layer that gives you that crispy rave fizz, a raga chop kit you can play like an instrument, and two classic returns, a gated wide rave verb, and a ping pong dub delay. Then we'll do one of the most important jungle tricks ever, resampling, so your whole groove turns into one gnarly, glued loop you can chop again. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Keep it 4/4. Before we touch any processing, I want you to do one boring thing that makes everything later easier. Gain staging. On your break main track, your break air track, and your raga chops track, drop a utility first and trim so each one is peaking somewhere around -12 to -6 dB. Not the master, each track. This gives your drum bus and glue compressor a predictable input, and it stops the returns from turning into a swamp. Now create your tracks. Two audio tracks called Break Main and Break Air. One MIDI track called Raga Chops with Simpler on it. Create two returns. Return A is rave verb, return B is dub delay. And group your two break tracks into a group called Break Bus. Next, preferences. Go to Record, Warp, Launch. Turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. That's a big deal for breaks, because Auto Warp can help you into a weird groove you didn't ask for. Set the default warp mode to beats as a starting point. Step 1. Load a break and get it checked. Drag an Amen style or Think style loop into break main. 8 bars is perfect because you get natural variation. Double click the clip. Enable warp. Here's the warping philosophy for beginners. Choose the least destructive option that still lines up. If the break is already closed, sometimes warp off and manual looping is fine. Or try repitch if you want that record style vibe. Only start doing warp marker surgery if the sample drifts and actually needs it. If you do warp it, set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Turn transient loop mode off. We want clean hits, not built-in stutters. Now check the segment BPM and alignment. Put a warp marker on bar 1 right on the first strong kick transient. Then scroll to the end of your 8 bars and put another marker at bar 9. Align that bar 9 marker with bar 9 in the grid. Use as few markers as possible. Too many warp markers can kill the groove, and jungle groove is sacred. Now we're going to do the key move that makes everything jacked instead of just a loop. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Use the built-in slicing preset. Ableton will create a drum rack with your slices mapped across pads and a MIDI clip that triggers them. This is where you get control. Start by letting the MIDI clip follow the original rhythm, just to preserve the identity of the break. Then begin your beginner edits. Here's an easy one-bar pattern upgrade. Add a ghost snare right before the main snare. Very short, very subtle. That creates that classic jungle push. Then add a tiny kick re-hit after the downbeat, just to create a feeling of drive. Keep it small. Your seasoning, not rewriting the break. Now micro timing. This is half the jacked feel. Don't quantize everything to death. Instead, nudge just a couple of hits. Push ghost snares slightly early, like a couple milliseconds. Pull hats slightly later for swing. You can do it by moving note start positions in the MIDI editor, or you can use track delay in tiny amounts if you want to offset a whole layer. Small moves. If you can hear it as a mistake, it's too much. Step 2. Layer in air break for crispness and width, without muddying. On break air, either duplicate your break or load a second break that has bright top end. The job of this track is not low end, not punch. It's texture. It's rave fizz. Drop EQ 8 on it. High pass at around 250 to 400 Hz. Fairly steep. 24 dB per octave is a good call. Listen as you sweep it up. You want to remove the body so it doesn't fight the main break, but keep the hats and top crack. Now make it wide, but safe. Add utility. Set width somewhere around 140 to 170%. Then turn bass mono on, and set bass mono frequency to around 150 Hz. That way, anything that slips into the low range gets centered automatically. Add a saturator for edge. Soft sine or analog clip are great. Drive 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip if the transients start poking your ears. The point is crispy, not painful. Quick mindset check. Your main break is the fists, your air break is the sparks. If the sparks start punching harder than the fists, pull it back. Step 3. Break bus chain for old school pressure glue. group brake main and brake air into brake bus. On the bus, we'll do a simple stock chain, drum bus, then glue compressor, then EQ8. On drum bus, set drive somewhere between 5 and 15%, crunch around 5 to 20%, turn boom off. In drum and bass, your real low end usually comes from a dedicated kick and sub, not from drum bus boom. Use damp if your hats get harsh. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1. You're aiming for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Not flattening, just a little hold together. Then EQ8 for cleanup. If it's boxy, do a tiny dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If the snare is painful, do a tiny dip around 3 to 5 kHz. Tiny means tiny, like half a dB to maybe 2 dB. Don't carve it into a different break. Optional sound polish. Put EQ8 into mid/side mode. On the side channel, a very small high shelf lift around 7 to 10 kHz can make the width feel exciting without messing up the punch in the middle. On the mid channel, that small cut around 250 to 450 can remove cardboard. Again, subtle. If hats are getting brittle after you push drum bus, you can add multiband dynamics after drum bus, and do gentle downward compression just on the high band. Light control, not a bright killer. Step 4. Raga vocal cuts. Slice, pitch, and make them playable. Find a raga or MC phrase. Even one bar is fine. Drag it in, then convert it to simpler, or drag it directly into simpler on your Raga Chops MIDI track. In simpler, switch to slice mode. Slice by transients. Adjust sensitivity until it catches actual words and syllables, not just breathes and noise. Turn on gate so each slice stops cleanly. This is huge. Clean endings read louder, because the syllables don't smear into the snare. Then set voices to 1 or 2. 1 is the tightest and keeps it from overlapping into chaos. Now make it musical. Create a MIDI clip and tap in a few phrases. Basic idea: 1 quick hey on beat 1 sometimes, a kell out just before the snare, and then a longer phrase leading into a fill every 4 bars. Here's a placement rule that keeps your drums dominant. Avoid dropping a long raga slice right on top of your main snare transient. Put the raga just after the snare, or in the gaps between hits. The snare stays the main event, the vocal hypes around it. Now pitch tricks. In simpler, transpose some slices. Keep your main cuts at 0. For hype cuts, go up +3 to +7 semitones. For darker cuts, go down -3 to -7. You can even do a disciplined approach, only 2 pitch options, like 0 and +5. That limitation makes it sound like a style choice, not random. Want an intelligible machine gun effect? Pick one syllable like hey, repeat it in 16 THs, but alternate pitches between 0 and +5. Keep simpler voices at 1, and keep gate tight so it reads rhythmic, not like a blur. Step 5. Widen raga cuts without washing out the mix. On the raga track itself, keep it fairly centered and clean. Put EQ8 first, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. If it's honky, a gentle dip around 600 to 900. Then saturator with 2 to 5 dB drive, soft clip on. For movement, add auto filter, low pass or band pass, and either automate the cutoff or map an LFO if you like. But keep it musical. Don't wobble it like a siren unless that's your intent. The safe width method is simple. Don't slap huge reverb directly on the insert. Put your big space on returns. Keep dry raga present in the center, and let the sides be the effects. Send the raga to return A, somewhere around 10 to 25%. And to return B, around 8 to 20%. We'll tune those by ear in a minute. Step 6. Build return A, the reverb, wide and gated. On return A, load hybrid reverb. Pick a plate or hall. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. Pre-delay is the secret that keeps the vocal punchy before the space blooms. Low cut the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz. This is not optional in drum and bass. Reverb low end will destroy clarity fast. High cut around 8 to 12 kHz to tame hiss. After hybrid reverb, at a gate, set threshold so the tail gets chopped. Adjust return to around 100 to 200 milliseconds, and hold around 30 to 80 milliseconds. You want that classic big space that gets out of the way fast. Then add utility. Width 160 to 200%. Bass mono on at 150 Hz. Big sides, stable center. One extra coach move. After you widen returns, you can add EQ8 on the return and cut a touch around 2 to 4 kHz if the stereo effects start masking the snare crack. You're making room for the drum story. Step 7. Build return B, the dub delay ping pong. On return B, add delay or echo. Set it to ping pong. Try time at 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback around 20-40%. Filter it. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 6-9 kHz so it sits behind the drums instead of competing. Add saturator after the delay, 2-6 dB for dub grit. Optional auto pan for motion. Amount 20-40%. Rate half a bar or 1 bar. Subtle. The groove is already busy. Remember, returns should be wet on the return. You control amount with sends. That keeps your dry track clean and punchy. Now do the Stereno sanity check early, not at the end. Put a utility on your master temporarily and hit mono while your loop plays. If your groove collapses, don't panic. First reduce return send amounts, then reduce width on the air layer and returns. The goal is wide when stereo, still hits when mono. Step 8. Arrange for old school pressure. Simple moves, big results. We'll sketch 32 bars. Bars 1 through 8. Intro. Filter the breaks with auto filter, low pass down around 6-10 kHz. Keep raga ad-lib sparse. Maybe one little call-out to every couple bars. Bars 9 through 24, the drop. Full breaks. Raga call and response every 2 bars. Add a tiny fill at bar 16 and bar 24. It can be super simple. Repeat a snare slice 3 times in a triplet feel. Then land back on the 1. Or do a micro stutter by duplicating a hat slice into 1/32 for half a beat.